First book, first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, there's a problem with this verse. If you promote this at any of our educational institutions in America, because they don't believe that God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, right.
They don't believe that this universe came about by the divine workings of an all-wise creator God.
Right.
My Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the liberalism that's crept into the churches can be traced to several things, but I believe one of the greatest reasons, one of the biggest reasons why liberalism, the taking away from the truths of the Bible, skepticism, agnosticism, atheism,
all right,
and the shift in our society in so many areas, the acceptance of things like abortion as law, the degrading of humankind,
right,
can be traced, I believe, to this theory of evolution. Basically says that we're nothing more than animals. But man is not an animal. God formed man out of the dust of the ground,
right,
breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul.
Right.
We're not animals.
No.
But many people, as I say out on the campuses, this is one of my main things that I preach on when I go to universities, and I'll probably be speaking on some of this tomorrow, Lord willing. Pray for good weather tomorrow so that I can go to the University of Cincinnati and preach there. Had one student, even though he had an earring in each ear and looked like he'd had his hair cut with a weed eater, he said, I'm going to pass out some flyers all over campus and tell people to come to your outdoor meeting tomorrow, on Tuesday. And so I said, well, thank you. I accepted that, and I said, I appreciate that. And so should be a lot of students out there. Everyone here is invited. Come on out. And Lord willing, I'm going to invite students that want to come to the revival tomorrow night. And so I'm looking forward to that. But I tell the students, man did not start out the way he is now. What you're seeing is the results of the fall.
Right.
What you're seeing is the results of sin.
Sure.
And I tell the students, the number one problem at this university, wherever I'm at, tomorrow it'll be the University of Cincinnati, number one problem at this university is not sexism, racism, or homophobia. It's not Newt Gingrich or Bill Clinton. The number one problem at this university and your city and in this country and in the world is sin. And I said, man acts like animals and even worse than animals, because some of the things that men do are things that animals won't even do. And man is not evolved from a lower form of life to a higher form. If any kind of evolution is taking place, it's de-evolution. He started out perfect, Adam and Eve. They started out innocent, perfect, and they de-evolved. They went from the garden paradise, and then they went into caves and started living like animals. Because of sin. Because of sin. But man is not an animal. God did not create us to be animals. God did not create us to go about as our primary purpose for living to satiate our animal passions and lust. And I tell the students, for illicit sex, booze, drugs, and rock and roll. And usually about that time they'll scream out, yeah. They'll shout when I say rock and roll or when I say drugs or when I say alcohol. But it goes back to the idea that man is just the process. He's just the end result of a natural process over billions and millions and trillions and years of time. And we're just like the animal. When you die, you go into the ground. And so there's really no meaning for life. And there's really no basis for absolute morals, for any kind of law. And you can just live any way you want to live. Because y'all die and you go into the ground and that's it. And so the philosophies of a Mussolini, the philosophies of a Hitler, the philosophies of a Pol Pot that killed the Khmer Rouge, that killed millions of people, the philosophies of a Lenin and a Stalin, that is okay because it's moral relativism. To each his own, whatever philosophy of life you want to have. You know, different strokes for different folks. If you want to be a Buddhist and you want to be a Hindu and you want to be an atheist and you want to be an agnostic, that's okay. Everybody's just going to have their own philosophy of life, to each his own.
Watch out.
Unless you want to believe this book, then everybody in the world is against you.
Uh-oh.
Everybody in the world is your enemy. We're public enemy number one because we teach such a strict idea. They say that we're narrow-minded. I say, well, I'm open-minded to the truth.
Right.
But I'm not open-minded to a bunch of foolishness, like the theory of evolution.
Yes.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes, sir.
The theory of evolution, I call it evolution. Was the basis, one of the basic tenets for the Soviet Empire, the Soviet Union, Leninism, communism, socialism, all those other type of isms that basically say that man is, as far as we know, man is the highest being, highest level of existence in the universe, and all of man's problems can only be solved by man. That's humanism. That makes a religion out of man.
Right.
And education is promoted in that.
Mm-hmm.
But education is not the end-all and the cure-all to every problem.
Right.
More money is spent in America today on education than has been spent at any other time in our previous history. Yet we've got more murders than we've ever had. We've got more rapes than we've ever had. We've got more crime than we've ever had.
Yes.
People blowing up buildings.
Yes.
Heard that today that McVeigh got the case that he had. He was found guilty.
Guilty on all counts.
On all counts. That's the kind of world that we're living in because people don't believe in God. But the Bible says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That's why they don't believe that the universe was created. They don't believe that God had his hand in it because they don't believe in God. That was the basis, one of the basic basis of the Soviet Union. There's no God. So how do we get here? Evolution. What do we do about our problems? Well, we work through our problems through educational process. But go to the Soviet Union right now, the former Soviet Union, any one of the 15 republics of the former Soviet Union, and just see how good, just see how wonderful, just see how beautiful, just see how great their utopia is that they created. They thought they would create a utopia. But it's not that way at all. It's run down. It's everything is the same. All the buildings look the same. And all the people look depressed, except for the Christians.
Right.
The whole system went bankrupt. It doesn't work. Because any foundation that's built on anything other than Jesus Christ is going to fall. It's going to be crushed. It's not going to last. Nations that forget God will be turned into hell. But it was one of the basic tenets of the whole thing was the theory of evolution. But John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. When I go to the universities in the Ukraine or here in the United States, one of the main things I try to teach people is that there is a God, and He did create this universe, and I try to present to them scientific evidence, in fact, proving that as true. Things that they've never heard before. Things that their professors never said to them before.
Come on. Tell us about it.
Hebrews 3:4, for every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. One of the basic principles of all science is causality. Cause and effect. Basically stated, everything that comes to be has a cause. Either the universe is eternal, it's always been here, or it had a beginning. And I present to them the evidence that the universe had a beginning. Most all science agrees that the universe started with the Big Bang. Now they claim that all of this design and all of this intricacy that we have in our universe and all these laws are the results of a big explosion.
How about that?
Well, every explosion that I've seen, or the results that I've seen of explosions,
right,
have just tore things up. They didn't make anything. But that's what science says. You see, there was this big explosion. You know where the elements of the explosion came from for there to be explosion. They don't have any. Explanation for that. But let's just go beyond that. There was this big explosion, and over millions and billions of years, all this dust and all this these particles just kind of sifted out into the universe and just happened to come together and just happened to form these systems we have in our universe, solar systems, the universes and galaxies and all that just happened to come together by chance. Isn't it wonderful what chance does? What random chance does? You see, they say for nothing, by nothing, by the help of nothing, through nothing, no reason, no design, no cause, and we've got all of this wonderful universe, all this design, all of these wonderful laws that they claim. When you go to school and you study math, they claim all these laws are absolute law. Where do they come from? If you've got laws, you must have a lawgiver. If you've got design, you must have a designer. Every house that is built is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. But they say an explosion built the universe. Well, let's go down to the building supply place and carry with us a couple of tons of dynamite. Stick that dynamite in there and put a fuse on it and blow it up. And after everything sifts out and after all the dust settles, we'll have us a nice, wonderful, building. That's the way we ought to build our houses and churches and everything. With bombs. If that's what science says, that's stupid. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And I say anybody that says that this universe came about by an explosion has got to be a fool.
Amen.
Well, Brother Rick, that's strong language. Well, you know what the word fool in the original language is? It comes from the Greek word moros. M-O-R-O-S. Now, guess what English word we get from that Greek word, moros. Moron. So if you don't like the word fool, I'll just call them morons.
Yeah.
That's all they are, is a bunch of morons.
Yes.
From planet Moronica.
Right.
And they claim to be the intelligent people in our society. They're the doctors. They have more. Some of them have more degrees than a thermometer, and they're going to tell us that we just came here by chance.
Hey.
And so if there's no God, then there's no Bible, then there's no rules, then there's no laws, and we can just live any way we want to live. We can do our own thing. We don't have to worry about standing before some this God of the Bible thumpers. It says we're going to stand before God one day and give an account of our life. We can just do what we want to do. But if you prove the Bible's true, if you prove that there is a God and that the universe was created, then they have to assume that maybe these rules and regulations and requirements in this place called heaven, in this place called hell is real, and maybe I'm going to the worst place. So we got to get rid of God so we can get rid of hell. We got to get rid of creation so we can get rid of moral laws and moral absolutes. They say morals are relative. Well, if morality is relative, if all is relative, they say all is relative, then the statement all is relative must be relative. And if it's relative, it means nothing. But if it's absolutely true that all is relative, including morals, then something must be absolute. That statement must be. So that refutes itself. You see, it's moronic, it's foolish not to believe in God and not to believe in a creation of God. For him were all things created, Colossians 1:16, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He not only created everything, but he holds all things together. You just thought that you flew apart yesterday when you had that problem. No, God's holding you together. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's holding me together. But this theory of evolution is the big lie. And it's the basis for most of the terrible things that's taking place in our society today. I call the theory of evolution the goo zoo you theory. Goo, zoo, you. What is the goo? Well, scientists tell us that in the beginning, you know, all these things, particles sifted out and just happened to have an earth here and just happened to have a sun there and just happened to be a certain distance from the sun. And just so happens that a few million molecules of hydrogen just happened to get together by twos, and one of oxygen just by chance got together, and you get all of this water that's on the earth today. Just by chance. Just came together. And they call that the primordial soup. The primordial soup or the swamp or the slime pit or the goo. So your ancestors crawled out of the goo. You see, a few billion years ago, great-great-grandmother and grandfather Tadpole just happened to come into existence. You see, they say that there was the sun was shining down on the water, and the water began to evaporate into the sky and form these clouds. And these clouds got laden with moisture, and then there was this thunderstorm, and the lightning struck the water, and all of these molecules, where they came from, we don't know, just happened to come together and form the first living cell. And that first living cell began to swim out in the water. Let's just call it, for the sake of the story, let's call that first living thing Adam. Give it a name. Well, a few billion years later, a few million years later, you see, Adam was floating around in that vast primordial soup. He was just going around. He was very lonely, but he just continued to swim on. And one day there was another storm and another lightning strike, and these molecules just came together by chance and formed another cell. It just happened to be a lady amoeba. We'll call that lady amoeba Eve. And so Adam and Eve are swimming out there in the primordial goo. They're just going around for millions of years. And just by chance, they happened to meet one another. It was love at first sight. They got married and had a family. And from that union came a lot more one-celled animals, and they just developed over a few million years, and finally they just turned into fish. Well, these fish formed societies, and they needed education, so they formed schools. And they began to multiply and grow and succeed. And one day there was a rebellion. One day there was a conspiracy. And some of these fish decided, we don't want to live in this water anymore. Let's crawl up onto the land. See what that's all about. Yeah. You had one fish who was a hero, and he crawled up there, but he couldn't breathe the air through his gills, so he just suffocated. He was martyred. But that inspired other fish to crawl up onto the land. And one day, one of these fish crawled up on the land, and it just happened to be able to breathe the air. Well. And that's where the amphibians came from. They began to crawl around on the ground, and one day there was a lightning strike, and it struck this tree and fell and broke one of the fins, and that fin became an arm, and it broke another fin just by chance, and that fin became a leg, and it just began to walk around. Decided it liked the land and stayed on the land, and one day it decided, well, I think I'm just going to crawl up into a tree. So this thing crawled up into a tree. And so I don't like this tree too much, so I'm just going to take my flight, and jumped out of the tree, hit the ground, and splat. Killed it. Well, one of the other fish saw it and decided, well, what I need is some wings. So he started rubbing his scales up against a rock and created feathers. And crawled up there and jumped out. It survived, but not real good. And said, well, let's stretch those wings out. So I put it on a stretcher and stretched it out. Then after a few more million years, I'm giving you what science teaches your children in the public schools and universities. And some of you have been laughing. Now, I'm talking about your ancestors here. We got to show them some respect. Well, some of those animals decided to live in the trees, and that's where the monkeys came from. So that's goo, now zoo. And from the zoo, your ancestors were apes, monkeys, orangutans, chimpanzees. And they began to form societies and do wonderful things. And one day there was just a chance lightning strike, and it struck a tree and it caught on fire. And they had fire, and one of these monkeys fell into the fire and burned off his hair. The lady monkeys decided they liked that. So they burned off their hair, and that's where we came from. That's the goo-zoo-you theory. Hey, if you think that's how we got here, you are a fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. God created man. God created woman out of the dust of the ground. Our ancestors were not apes, orangutans, and chimpanzees.
Come on.
Even though some people act like monkeys. God is the creator of this universe. And he has created us to recognize him. And not to fall for these foolish theories and ideas like evolution. But that's what man has done. And that's why we've gone so far away from God in our society. So-called education, so-called science.
Come on.
Has produced the society that we're living in. First Timothy 6:20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called. That's not true science. True science recognizes the truth about where mankind came from. Not the goo, not the zoo, but God Almighty. Until we recognize that, until our society and our world recognizes that, we're going to continue down the same path we've been traveling.
Right.
And it's a wide road that leads to destruction.
Right.
Let's take a few minutes now to pray for the main service. Amen. God bless you.